It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, September 23rd, 2020. It's the birthday of American suffragist Victoria Woodhull, born in Licking County, Ohio in 1838. Many historians and authors agree that she was the first woman to run for president of the United States. Some disagree, asserting that it was not a true candidacy because she was younger than the constitutionally mandated age of 35. Her 35th birthday was in September 1873, a full 7 months after the March inauguration. However, election coverage by contemporary newspapers did not suggest her age was a significant issue, probably because few took her candidacy seriously anyway. An activist for women's rights and labor reforms, she was also an advocate of free love, by which she meant the freedom to marry, divorce, and bear children without social restriction or government interference. They cannot roll back the tide of reform, she said. The world moves on. She was the seventh of 10 children. Her mother was a follower of the Austrian mystic Franz Mesmer and the new spiritualist movement. Her father was a lawyer. He was also a con man and a snake oil salesman who starved and whipped her. Victoria also believed in spiritualism, probably because it gave her a belief in a better life. By age 11, she had only 3 years of formal education, but her teachers found her to be extremely intelligent. She was forced to leave school and home with her family when her father, after having insured it heavily, burned down their rotting grist mill. When he tried to get compensated by insurance, his arson and fraud were discovered. He was run off by a group of town vigilantes, and the entire town held a benefit to raise funds to pay for the rest of the family's relocation to somewhere other than Ohio. Twice, Victoria went from rags to riches, her first fortune being made on the road as a magnetic healer before she joined the spiritualist movement in the 1870s. Authorship of many of her articles is disputed, but despite her ethical problems, her role as a representative of these causes was a powerful one. Together with her sister, she was the first woman to operate a brokerage firm on Wall Street, making her a second and more reputable fortune. They were also among the first women to found a newspaper in the United States, which began publication in 1870. Victoria was politically active in the early 1870s when she became the first woman nominated for president. The candidate in 1872 from the Equal Rights Party, supporting women's suffrage and equal rights for all, her running mate was abolitionist Frederick Douglass. A check on her activities occurred when she was arrested on obscenity charges a few days before the election. It seems her newspaper had published an account of an alleged adulterous affair between the prominent minister Henry Ward Beecher and Elizabeth Richards Tilton, which had rather more detail than was considered proper at the time. However, it all added to the sensational coverage of her candidacy. Three times married and twice divorced, Victoria was surrounded by controversy for much of the rest of her long life, which ended on June 9, 1927, when she died in England at age 88. Her cremated remains were scattered at sea from New Haven in East Sussex. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 23rd, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.